Class 6, Subject Physics, Topic Force. In our daily life, we open a door, or pull a chair, or ride a bicycle, or lift an object. All this is possible because we apply force. So when we opened the door, we actually pushed it. When we lifted a bag, we pulled it up. So push and pull is force. When two bodies interact, then we observe the following results. The object tends to change its position. The object tends to speed up or slow down. The object may or may not change its direction of motion. The object may or may not change its shape. Why do we see it? We see it because force acts on the object. Why do we say may or may not or tends to? Because the force may not be enough to cause the effects. Force does not affect the mass of the body. So let us conclude. If net force is zero, then the body is at rest, or the body moves with a constant speed in a straight line. On the other hand, any body moving with changing speed and changing direction has a net force acting on it. Next, friction. If we roll a ball on the floor, what do we expect to observe? It stops after some time. Now, why did it stop? Some force must have opposed the forward movement of the ball. That force is frictional force. Frictional force resists movement, hence lot of energy is required to overcome it. So a machine's output energy decreases as it is used to overcome frictional force. But do not think friction is only of disadvantage to us. We can walk without slipping due to friction, hold a glass or as simple as tie a knot. All this is possible due to friction. Friction is of many types, like static friction, sliding friction, rolling friction, viscosity. Just go through the description given in the book, and no details is required.